Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Illegal foreign currency dealers say proposed bond notes are likely to boost their shady business.
Zimbabwe's central bank governor says Zimbabwe is being used by some companies as a hunting ground for the United States dollar.
You know what? What makes me disappointed, to listen, is that everyone is making money from this country, but the one doesn't want to keep his money in this country. You want to take it away. So Zimbabwe is used as a Beirut to change the economy.
A Zimbabwean gender activist says the country's ailing economy is complicating the fight against domestic violence.
What this economic problem does is people put the hatred amongst themselves and they suffer.
Residents of Shitungwiza clash with police.
And will boxing champion Charles Manyuchi feature in any fight in Zimbabwe?
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Some illegal foreign currency dealers in Mashingo City say the proposed introduction of bond notes within the next 2 months is likely to boost their black market activities that were almost crippling the adoption of multiple currencies following the dumping of the worthless Zimbabwean dollar in 2009. Our reporter Gandri Maramba has more details.
Some of the dealers told Studio 7 that they are likely to take advantage of local people's discontent over the bond notes to make maximum profits from selling and buying the United States dollar, which may almost vanish from banks after the introduction of the coupons. Andrew Gumisai, who operates along Robert Mugabe Street in the city, said he was happy because the bond notes could be similar to the defunct Zimbabwe dollar, as they are likely to stimulate the black market exchange rate. The forex dealers have been struggling to make ends meet as Zimbabweans were accessing multiple currencies at local banks until recently, when some of them almost ran out of the United States dollar. Some of the foreign currency dealers made a fortune before the adoption of multiple currencies. Black market dealer Albert Hashu said the bond notes will mean that people who want to travel to other countries to import goods will have no choice but to get foreign currency from them.
We are waiting to look forward to see the wonderful new days which are yet to come. We welcome the introduction of bond notes. To us, it's a good move since we have not been recognized now, because you see, everyone was now using forex, so it was difficult for us to get money through the foreign currency exchange deals. So now, if the bond notes are introduced, automatically we will make a lot of money. This I can promise you, because everyone will be coming to us in need of the much needed foreign currency, especially in terms of US dollar and rands. Even if you go to the flea market there, those guys cannot go and purchase their commodities using the bond notes, so they will always come back to us. And I don't think the 1-to-1 rate which they are saying will even be able to survive, because we'll be selling money. That's what I can say.
Tofane Chobo, another forex dealer operating at Chicken Inn Food Court in the city, concurred, adding that they are eagerly waiting for the bond notes.
For us, we think it's an opportunity to make money like we used to do during the 2008 era. And it's a blessing in disguise for us. Why? Because even if bond notes may not be used as a legal tender, as the current Zimbabwean dollar, just like the Zimbabwean dollar, but people still come to us when they want to buy things outside the country with their bond notes, and we change money for them. And also the banks, there are cash shortages. So still the good old days will come back to us.
Central Bank Governor Mr. John Mangudya says the bond notes are designed to promote exports in a nation facing serious economic problems. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's central bank governor says Zimbabwe is being used by some companies as a hunting ground for the United States dollar. John Mangunjika says Zimbabweans implicated in the Panama Papers scandal, in which some business executives have been stashing funds in offshore accounts, would soon be asked to account for their money in those accounts. He tells Studio 7 they will only pardon those involved if Zimbabwe will benefit from such moves.
I want Zimbabweans to continue engaging. Since we have agreed that the export incentive scheme is important, we are saying, how do we reward the exporters? What we are saying is the Reserve Bank also, that we are not going to draw down from this facility and put the money straight into the account as US dollars. We know what is happening to it. You saw, you guys, you are the ones who arrested the Panama Papers. You see what is happening? So you want to lose value from a facility.
And talking about those Panama Papers, Dr. Mangujika, what is happening? Are there any investigations that are currently underway? What is the way forward?
The way forward is very simple. Where we believe that there was externalization and it was illegal, definitely there will be some investigations. Where we believe that it was externalization, it was going to be illegal. It means such one we just also advise what become an issue of morality, whether it was this morally good to take money from an economy that is going through this period of time, or whether are you not fast tracking the withdrawal fund from the NOSO account. Because, you know, it doesn't make sense. Yes, people now say that, I know we are taking time to do the transfer. Yet other people are taking the money out of the country for not productive issues. So people need also to think that which money are we using? These are money from the exporters of tobacco and gold is being abused. So it's an abuse. So those are the way it's not illegal. But the realization, we're still going to discuss with the people. We still call them for a cup of tea so that we also know their motives.
There are some who are saying maybe you should pardon them if they agree to bring back whatever they've externalized. Is this something that will be on the table?
Yes, we've said many times when I joined this bank that they were there. We said long back that let's play ball as Zimbabweans. This is our country. And let's not remove resources from this country because it won't grow. You know what? What makes me disappointed, the blessing, is that everyone is making money from this country, but the one doesn't want to keep his money in this country. He won't take it away. So Zimbabwe is used as a barrier to change the economy. Because people bring their products, maybe whichever currency they do, and they take the money out of the country as the US dollars. So we are fishing ground for US dollars. You know, it's I'm deeply concerned about that behavior. So we need, yes, if the money is there, if they bring us the money back, yes, we'll be so heavy because, you know, it will liquefy the economy. And we just tell them that, you know, guys, we don't want to properly do it. They should have also that humane, to know that what they're doing. It's not so good. These are things that we should spend more time on, as opposed to say that, why are you trying to help exporters? I think we are spending more time on things that I don't believe to be very material. We need to say, how do we move going forward?
That was John Mangunjika speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.